Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on call and response riff warping with Jungle Swing. In this session, we're going to take a short sample phrase, warp it so it locks to a DNB tempo, and turn it into a proper musical conversation. One phrase will ask the question, and another phrase will answer it. That's the whole idea of call and response. And in drum and bass it works beautifully, because the drums are already driving hard, so the riff only needs to add movement, tension, and character. Before we touch anything, think in phrases, not just loops. If your sample feels like wallpaper after two bars, it's probably too busy. We want something short, memorable, and a little rude in the best way. Start by picking a sample that can actually talk. A vocal chop is great. A synth stab loop works great. A small melodic riff, a restyle stab, even a tiny jungle-flavored audio phrase can all work. Keep it short, ideally one or two bars. You want character, not a full section. Drag the sample into an audio track in Ableton Live 12 and turn warp on. That's the key step that lets Ableton stretch and align the sample to your project tempo. If the sample is melodic or vocal, Complex Pro is usually a safe place to start. If it's more rhythmic or chopped, Beats Mode can be really useful. The main thing right now is to get it sitting in time without destroying the feel. Set your project to a drum and bass tempo. For this lesson, 172 to 174 BPM is a great target. If you want a slightly deeper jungle pocket, you can move a little lower, but 174 is a solid classic DNB tempo. Loop a two-bar section, so you can hear the phrase clearly over time. Now zoom into the waveform and find the first strong transient or the first clear hit. Place your warp marker there so the phrase lands properly on the grid. Don't overdo it. A lot of beginners try to warp every little transient, but that can kill the groove. Place only the markers you actually need. Let the sample breathe a little. Here's the important part. We're not just making the sample fit the tempo. We're making it feel good with the drums. Jungle Swing is not random off-grid chaos. It's controlled looseness. It should feel a little human, a little laid back, but still locked to the break. If the sample feels too early, nudge it slightly later. If it feels rushed, let it sit a tiny bit behind the beat. These small adjustments matter a lot in DNB. Tiny shifts can make the groove feel alive. Now let's create the call and response. Duplicate the clip so you have two bars to work with. Make the first phrase, the call, the most direct and recognizable version of the sample. Put it at the start of bar 1. Keep it short, usually half a bar to one bar. Then make the response. Copy the clip into bar 2 and change it so it answers the call instead of repeating it exactly. You can move the last hit later by an eighth note, remove the first hit so there's more space, reverse the final chop, or filter it darker. Any of those moves can make the response feel like a reply instead of a copy. A great rule here is this: if the call is dry and upfront, make the response a little darker or more distant. That contrast is what creates the conversation. In drum and bass, contrast is often more powerful than complexity. Now let's add some jungle swing. If you have a breakbeat or swung drum groove, let that groove guide the riff too. You can apply a small amount of swing from the groove pool or manually nudge the timing of certain chops. Keep it subtle. We're talking about gentle movement, not sloppy timing. A good starting point is to keep the call a little tighter and let the response sit slightly behind the beat. That creates a push-pull feel. The drums stay relentless and the riff bounces around them. That's the magic. Now we shape the sound. EQ8, saturator, auto filter, and optionally utility to the riff track. With EQ8, high pass the sample if it's fighting with the sub or kick. Somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz is often a good starting range, depending on the sample. If there's a harsh frequency poking out, tame it a little. You want the riff to cut through, not stab the listener in the forehead. Then add saturator. A little drive goes a long way. Try just a few dB to bring out harmonics and make the sample feel more present. If it starts to get crunchy in a bad way, back it off. You want grit, not mush. Next, use auto filter to create movement between the call and the response. Maybe the call is brighter and more open, while the response is darker and more closed off. That contrast is extremely useful in DNB, because the drums and bass already carry so much energy. If the sample is wide or messy in the low end, use utility to tighten it up. Keep low frequency content mono whenever possible. Clean low end is everything in drum and bass. Now let's bring in the bass answer. This doesn't have to be complicated. Even one or two short bass notes can make the whole phrase feel more complete. Use a stock synth like Wavedible or Operator, or even a resampled bass if you already have one. The idea is simple. The sample asks the question, and the bass gives the reply. Maybe the sample hits on beat 1, and the bass answers after the snare, around the end of 2 or beat 3. Keep it short. DNB bass often works best as punctuation, not long sustained notes. Leave space for the snare, and leave space for the sub to do its job. If the bass is too long, shorten the envelope. If it's too big, reduce the width and keep it mostly mono. If it clashes with the kick, trim the low end or move the note placement. In DNB, the low end needs discipline. Now we can make the whole idea evolve with automation. This is where the loop starts sounding like a real section instead of a classroom exercise. Try automating the auto filter cutoff so the response opens or closes over time. Or automate the saturator drive so the second half of the phrase feels a little more intense. You could also automate reverb or delay sends for a small throw at the end of the response. Just a little change can go a long way at 174 BPM. A simple four-bar idea might look like this. The first bar is a clean call, the second bar is a darker response, the third bar brings the call back with a little more saturation, and the fourth bar opens the response with a delay tail that leads into the next section. That kind of movement makes the loop feel alive. Now listen to the riff with the drums. Check three things. Does it support the snare? Does it leave room for the sub? And does it feel like it rides the break instead of fighting it? If the sample is stepping all over the snare, trim a note or create a tiny gap. In DNB, leaving a snare-sized hole can make the groove hit much harder. Sometimes the best move is not adding more notes, but removing one. Also check the mix at low volume. This is a really good habit. If the call and response still reads clearly when the volume is down, the rhythm is strong. If it only works when it's loud, simplify it. Once the 2-bar idea is working, you can start thinking like an arranger. Turn it into a 16-bar drop idea by varying the phrase every few bars. Maybe bars 1 to 4 introduce the idea lightly. Bars 5 to 8 are the full groove. Bars 9 to 12 strip the call back or filter it darker. Bars 13 to 16 bring in a variation or a fill. You can also resample the riff once it's working. Honestly, this is one of the best things you can do in a heavy DNB workflow. Print the edited riff to audio, then chop it again. That gives you a second-generation version that can be even more creative and aggressive. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't make the sample too busy. Don't overwarp every transient. Don't use too much low end in the riff, and don't make the call and response identical. The whole point is contrast. If the response sounds exactly like the call, the conversation disappears. For darker or heavier DNB, try filtering the response darker than the call. Add a little saturator before EQ if you want more grit. Use short reverb throws only on the last hit, and keep the sub separate from the riff track so the low end stays clean and powerful. Here's a quick practice challenge. Find a 1-bar sample, warp it at 174 BPM, duplicate it into a 2-bar loop, make bar 1 the call and bar 2 the response, darken the response with a filter or EQ cut, add a drum loop, add a little saturator, and automate one thing over the 2 bars. Then listen, make one more small change, and stop. That's how you build confidence without getting lost in endless tweaking. So to recap, call and response gives your DNB riff tension and memorability. Warping helps the sample lock into a jungle swing pocket. Short phrases work better than long loops. Contrast is the secret sauce. And Ableton's stock devices are more than enough to make the whole idea hit hard. Keep it tight, keep it musical, and keep the drums and sub clean. If you do that, your sampled riff will feel alive, rude, and ready for the drop.